Welcome to the Matchbook Betting Podcast, Bite Size. I'm Jesse May from Matchbook and thrilled to be joined for this special edition by the Betting Emporium's founder and chief expert, Neil Channing.
Well, that's very kind of you to say so, Jesse, but I'm feeling upset that, you know, me and you are the only people, you know, everybody at Nigel, Brad, Emmett, they're all off enjoying Christmas together, and we basically are the only two saddo sickos that never take a day off for gambling.
Yes, but this is the service we're providing. You know how I feel about the holidays. I mean, you might not have time to do the research to watch the games. You might not even have time to watch the games, and you could just be checking the scores. But it's nice to know, Neil, that someone like you has actually done the work for us, so we can enjoy our holidays with value.
Let's face it, Jesse. There's always time to get some money down. I actually slightly upset this week because so we're into NFL week 16 and the second last week of the season. And the games are all on Saturday this week. Or, you know, obviously we have a Thursday night game and we have a Monday night and we also have a Tuesday night game. But primarily the games are on Saturday. So instead of 6 p.m. Sunday, 6 p.m. Saturday. I don't know. I kind of wouldn't really mind watching NFL on Christmas Day. That would suit me fine.
if you can get the meal over and away from the table and the TV on by then. But listen, speaking of Christmas presents, now I don't know if this suits the holiday season or not, but 16.5 points? That sounds like a Christmas present to me.
Oh, you're talking about New England against the Jets?
Yeah, has there been a line that big this year yet?
I think this is the highest one since 2013. if it gets to 17, it'll be the highest one for about 5 years. I do remember there was a Jacksonville Seattle game. Just off the top of my head, you didn't tell me we were going to talk about this.
You don't have a trend for teams that are 17 points or more.
I remember that there was a Jacksonville Seattle game that was like 27 or something. I think that must have been about 5 years ago. But of course, last Thursday, you know, was pretty high. I mean, that game was LA at Seattle. That game got up to 16 before the syndicates came in and bet it down to 15. And amazingly, it finished under the total of 38, but the favorite still covered. But I'm not gonna play on that Patriots game. I did have a look. There was one game I nearly came at you again and said, I've got one, Jesse. It's gonna be we're back to the dog pound. I mean, Cleveland getting 6 against San Diego. San Diego super banged up. And, of course, they had, you know, what was probably a really big game for them last week, home against Oakland.
Neil, do you know what I like about Christmas? I like Christmas spirit. And I'm not sure if having to watch the Cleveland trying to cover a touchdown point.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But I was so tempted. But I've managed to restrain myself. So I've gone for a total instead. I found a nice total. It's in one of the 9 o'clock games. The only 9 o'clock game actually. There's a couple of 9:25s. But I'm not going to force you to watch San Francisco at LA, which might not be the game of the week. The other later game on Saturday night is Arizona at Seattle. But no, I found you a good one. Indianapolis or Oakland. So what do we know about these two teams? Well, obviously we know that both of them are very good at passing. If we just take Indianapolis, obviously we know all about Andrew Luck. He gets 7.1 yards per pass, which is 10th in the league. And they don't really have much of a running game. They average less than 4 yards a rushing attempt, which is obviously pretty poor. They're poor against the run, but that doesn't really matter much against Oakland. But they're also poor against the pass. They basically just have a poor defense. 7.2 they give up against the pass. So I'm sort of thinking, you know, this could be a real shootout either way. Both teams just running up and down and scoring, basically.
Oakland really has to win anyway. They want to try and win out to get home field advantage.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously it's a key game for them. But, you know, I don't see why. I don't think motivation is a huge factor in this game. I mean, the other thing that we need to worry about a little bit at this time of year is weather. There have been quite a lot of windy games and cold games. And there were four games played in sub-zero temperatures last week. This one shouldn't be too bad. I mean, I think, you know, the forecast says it's going to be cloudy with 7 mile an hour winds. Well, 7 mile an hour is starting to get on the spectrum, but as long as it's under 10, I don't think
I know they've been playing football in Oakland for a long time, but I wouldn't exactly call it football weather.
No, it's fine. It's going to be fine. You know, so I don't worry about that. You've got an Oakland team that, you know, literally have no defense. I mean, they're 30th in the league against the pass. They give up 7.5 yards of play. They're 29th against the run. You know, they're just useless on defense, basically. They do have something of a running game, so their offense is reasonably balanced. But I like their passing game, and I think against this defense, they'll do well. So, I mean, obviously the total is relatively high. It opened 52.5. It's gone 53 in some places. I would suggest snapping up the 52.5 if you can get it. It's there with quite a few people. I don't know. What is it on Matchbook?
Just the 53 is up, but it's a nice price. It's 2.05.
Okay, so I mean, obviously,
you're getting better than evens. Yeah.
The thing that Matchbook tend to do is they, you know, they put up two or three different totals, as I'm sure
they do. I'm sure it'll be there if you wait till tomorrow.
I mean, 52 is not a huge number. 53, the odd numbers are slightly more important. I don't know. I'd probably just take the odds on and go over 52.5. And you know, if it does land on 53, I'm still going to win. Let me give you some trends, though. So we've got Indy in all road games since 2010. If you just bet over in all of their road games, you'd have had 35 winners, 22 losers, and one tie. If you concentrated just on the ones where they were a road dog, they were the underdog in the game, you'd have only had 39 bets. 23 would be winners, 15 would be losers, and one would be a tie.
Yeah, that's strong.
And if you bet them in all games where they were an underdog, then you'd have 32 winners, 25 losers, and one tie. This year, Oakland have been a massive over team. If you bet them over in all 14 of their games this year, you'd have had 10 winners and 4 losers. And if you bet them in their 6 home games, if you bet over in all of those, you'd have had 5 winners and just one loser. Since 2010... Oakland, in all home games, 31-20-2 to the over. In all games within the conference, 45-35-2 to the over. Games immediately following a win, and Oakland obviously got that close win last week against San Diego. Just after a win, they tend to come out and play aggressively, 28-14-1. That's a pretty strong one to the over. In games where, it's great, isn't it? In games where they're a favourite, that's quite a close one, but it's 15-12-2 to the over. And in games where they're a home favourite, this is a pretty decent one, 13-8-1. Obviously, they're Oakland or not, since 2010, these are all. I mean, obviously, Oakland are not always favourite in their games, but 13-8-1 over in games where they're a home favourite. I just think they're going to go out and play aggressively. They don't really have any defence. I don't really see why either side would be looking to burn off the clock here. It just looks like a shootout to me. I'm going strong over. If you want to ask me how many points, I think we might have to have a 5-pointer.
I like it. 5 points. We had a fantastic week last week.
Well, I was going to say, I know we only have a skeleton staff on this week, but
won nearly every bet last week. We're up to a very respectable 837 pounds. We won almost 120 pounds last week.
Well, that's pretty good. So, I hope the other guys don't come back from their, Christmas drinking and whatever they're getting up to and find that we've raided the cupboard while they were away. But I think we should play a 5-pointer.
Let's do it.
Fantastic.
All right. Okay. Listen, you have a fantastic Christmas and enjoy the NFL action if you can get away from the turkey.
I certainly will. I'd like to just wish our two listeners a very happy Christmas.
That's a very good shout. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone, and happy holidays.